and we have to pay for it.
She always wishes her mum from having a lunch.
We were just having lunch.
Can you get it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Can I have a few, about four, marmalade sandwiches, please?
Four what?
Marmalade sandwiches, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just for you.
I'm going away next weekend. Not next weekend.
Monday. I wonder if you remember the things we saw when we were there. What do you remember about the Isle of Wight?
Rain.
Rain? Was it cows?
Yeah. I know every time I left on the beach it was absolutely freezing.
It was?
All the pictures of us on the beach, you've got all our
anoraks. Do you remember going out the pedalo and going up under the pier?
Yes, and I I nearly crashed it.
Well, that wasn't cold. And we had lots of nice ice cream there.
What? Look to see that. When you put the hand on the table, the light stops flickering. Look, come there, you can't see the light. Look, you put your hand on the table like this. Look, the light stops up there.
Is it?
Look, and here you put it to it. And the light flicked.
Right.
It's only 8:30.
What do you want for breakfast? I'll choose.
grandma Linton's good.
Well, we might be near the end of grandma Linton's good, might we?
Can we check out the next door? It is recording, Daddy.
Is it?
Yeah. Do you want to listen to what you said?
Can you play it back again, please?
Yes.
Come on, Amy.
Come on, Amy. Be a good girl.
Come on, Amy. That's recycled paper. That's how you switch this on again, is it?
Yeah,
well, you weren't here. Bank and say.
The bank haven't got any checkbooks now.
Well. Do you ring the printer then for a checkbook?
No, it's supposed to come. You can come automatically.
When you get another checkbook, you write to the bank and say, can I have another checkbook?
Why can't you ask for two checkbooks at once?
You could.
Well, I usually make sure I ask for one in plenty of time. But I
bought it the next day, so... Well, I have to move the reminder further up the checkbook.
Well, I did. I took it out and said... When I went and inquired, I said, well, I would normally ask for a checkbook now. Because I'm not always into the bank.
Mm.
And I've had this slip to say, I don't need to ask for one. One will come automatically. And he said, oh, yes, but the system is breaking down. It's hopeless. He said, I should fill it in now and I'll take it.
I think we'll move to Barclays.
Daddy?
What?
You can't just
move up yesterday and said, what do I do? I'm not going to manage.
Mm.
Tell me they sent me a temporary one.
Mm.
He said, oh yes, it's ordered.
Going shopping this afternoon. What do I do when I haven't got any checks left?
Abbey National. Have checkbooks there, thank you.
Mm.
You don't actually need a bag, do you say?
It's just Lloyd's is jolly convenient. Park to go to Abbey National.
Is that on the foot?
So I can only go once a week. Well, it means I've got to go on a Thursday, so if we run out of money on a Tuesday, we run out. And however long the queue is in Abbey National, I've got to wait.
Is the bank not banking
the queue? No, nothing like Building Society. Okay, park virtually outside.
So it is the most convenient bank for us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only round the corner. You can park right,
yeah.
Right by it.
Yeah.
I mean, usually you're the only one in, or if you're not the only one, you don't have to wait long.
You get the £10,000 reward if you see anyone breaking into any bank around the country.
Probably do.
So, Daddy,
so what we want?
You plan to
it. But they might arrest Daddy at the same time.
No. Then you
don't
have to take anything. Then I left you £10,000.
Sure it's...
Can you rewind that a bit?
No, it's alright. They don't know who you are. Yes, but they don't know who you are. Amy, are you coming for breakfast?
It's just gone 8:30.
Can you do your nut up? It's ever so cold.
Why have you got birthday girl on your dressing gown?
Yep again.
Yeah, I was doing the cardigan up underneath.
Well, do they only record what you're saying, then? No.
Not at the moment.
No, but... And they write it all down.
I don't know.
Don't talk about it. We're not supposed to.
She said, did you know the story? Because she doesn't like the story very much.
I know the story.
Oh, that's
all right,
then.
Why did you want to know the story?
But she didn't know whether you'd like the story.
I know the story.
Was there a lawn cutter?
Well, I think she cut it.
Never gets it back. But naughty, isn't it?
I bet it's alright. It comes on Thursday, you see.
I see.
Oh, you're orange.
Did I look with you in front of you? No. Okay, forget it. Daddy.
They just say a tennis racket. Well, that process, we went out, but it's a bit miserable, isn't it?
I'd got a seat on the back of my bicycle. Amy could have come on my bicycle.
Mark, what my nice own bicycle.
But you wouldn't be safe to head into Bromley.
Why? There's three here that are a bit cheaper.
Cop 2, anyway.
You're probably...
Slazenger, $16.99.
What are they? That's going to be heavier as the ones we've got.
Puma, $19.99. And the Dunlop, $23.99.
Dunlop will be best. The Dunlop will be the lightest.
Doesn't give weight.
No. No, they're all aluminium.
What's that? That looks nice. Does it say variety of colours?
No.
Well, I didn't wet my plate.
Can I have a look at them?
Oh, these ones.
These ones
get them from the
table. You haven't had any milk yet.
Oh, well, I have got that. Yes.
No. Well, go and get a hanky and blow your nose. Is that yours?
No.
Mm.
Yes. Yes.
So that was the heaviest, was it?
Yeah, that was heavier than the head one. Slightly.
You'll probably find some super expensive ones that are very light. But it doesn't necessarily follow them.
No, the cheaper ones are lighter because they're the junior ones.
These aren't ones with short stems on them.
Short one.
They look awfully big to me.
That's what Caroline's got.
You said Caroline had gotten one like you saw in the shop. How many rackets has she got?
No, I just styled like that.
They all look just the same, they're just different colours.
Are they all full size or do you get
smaller
ones?
Yeah. Isn't one of those said 3/4 head at the bottom?
In a moment.
Oh, you're not giving me any syrup. You said I would get some. Good. That doesn't matter. I put one in again.
Thank you.
Got a big shuttlecock and shuttlecock badminton racket.
Pardon?
It's got a big badminton racket.
The trouble with Argos is you can't really get them out to try them.
Thank you.
quite a big sports shop in Orpington. Opposite Gamley's.
Have you got tap dancing today, Amy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go wash his tap.
Button.
Oh! Ah! To Orpington, I'm not biking to Orpington.
I'm talking about biking to Orpington, I'm talking about biking to Bromley.
I don't fancy biking to Bromley.
Don't be such a lazy oaf.
Well, I don't. That's for growing up today. Please, Daddy, can we go in the car? I'll pay for the, I'll pay 10p or 20p or whatever for the time,
thing,
the parking meter.
Miles away from where you want to go.
So, I don't mind.
You might as well walk.
Daddy, can I have another cup of tea, please?
I suppose so.
Pay 2p because there are two people in the car.
I will pay you 20p or whatever.
You've got to find a meter before you can.
Otherwise I'll pay for the fine for being on the yellow line.
£40?
40? I thought you said it was 12.
No.
Double yellow lines are 40. Auntie Monica got, thank you, fine for parking on the yellow line, didn't she? Once Grandma said. And I thought it was ever so funny.
She isn't our auntie, is she?
No, not really.
What's that bit?
Why should we call her auntie?
Please, Mummy, can we go in the car? There will be plenty of parking spaces if you go in.
Let's get on a bicycle, it'll work a bit quicker. A lazy sound, so you come on your bicycle. I'll go with you.
You're certainly not sending her all around.
There you are, there's an offer for you.
What? Look, it's probably going to rain anyway.
No, it said rain tomorrow.
No, sorry, that won't wash.
We can get up by doing the car.
Go in Mummy's car if it's smaller to get in the spaces. Daddy?
Yes?
Do you want to?
No.
Why?
Because we've got to park a car.
I think you ought to go into Orpington, really.
Yeah.
Because we've had a look in the one in Bromley. It's not a very big sports shop, is it?
Which one?
No. Olympus.
Well, she's not biking to Bromley.
I don't know
if
she finds one in Bromley, do you?
Pay 20p for that. Tell Daddy you'll pay 20p just for
going in the car.
Not biking.
We've got a bit of a racket. What are you talking about? A racket? Holders?
They sell the racket.
I think there's a sports shop somewhere near the ballet shop.
I'm not cycling right the way up there.
I'm cleaning up there. There's a school shop and they sort of sell backpacks. Might have a backpack there.
What, the sports shop?
School shop.
Yes, there's a school shop.
We ought to start getting my school uniform.
Well, I might as well wait till the 2nd of July and get it all second hand.
Yeah, we'll say it's all sold out by then.
No, that's when they're doing it, 2nd of July. The day you go to school.
What, so you're at the place while I'm doing the
it's
tour?
It's all available for you to buy at the end of the day.
For me?
Well, no, for me.
Not just
pump. Anyway, have a word with Mrs. Harvey. In the market for anything that's going.
I've just got to start to get my school uniform now. She must have forgotten. Mrs. Hartoffen wants that she will give Claire the school clothes on her daughter.
The trouble is we haven't seen any of them yet.
We haven't seen who? Mrs. Hart.
Yeah.
I mean, she said she got some school uniform, but we haven't sort of seen it.
Well, it's worth asking, isn't it, if you see her.
You said it was rude to ask her, Laurie.
Well, it probably was a bit rude in February.
Yeah.
I think you could probably ask her now. What if she's there to take over from...
You know her house?
Yes, but I don't like to go down and knock on the door, really.
The teachers don't give you their telephone number if there's any trouble, do they? You sometimes get their address.
Teachers would be very keen to.
I know Mrs. Midgeoff's address. She only parked her car outside of her house. She lives in Petswood.
Ooh.
I like those.
That's one more sip of gold.
Nattering.
Two teaspoons, please.
Not a teaspoon. One for me, so I can only have one.
Why?
How many did you have?
Four.
No, you ate it.
Five,
What, four pieces? I mean, two whole pieces. Good.
Claire, I would have put seven in your sandwiches. Today, aren't you? Mm. Well, we can't go out tomorrow because Amy's got a party.
Yeah.